听力课堂，听 class.com。
Unit 11, Taxation. 2. Vocabulary. Annual income tax return for enterprises with foreign investment and foreign enterprises. Bank account number documentation. Be exempted from tax. Bracket. Budget year. Business license.Certificate of Approval, Compound Taxation System, Consolidated Industrial and Commercial Tax, Consumption, Consumption Tax Rate, Credential, Exemption, Export Drawback, Export-Oriented Enterprise, Export Processing Zone, Fixed Tax Rate, High-Tech Enterprise,Import supervision, individual income tax withholding return, industrial and commercial administration, legal person's code, legal representative, levy, levy a tax on, local income tax, local tax, local tax agency,Make up for the losses. National budget. Preferential tax treatment. Progressive. Progressive tax rate. Prominent. Quick calculation deduction. Reduced tax rate. Refund. Reimbursement. Reside. Revenue. Single taxation system.State Bureau of Taxation. State Economic Restructuring Office. State Tax. State Tax Agency. Tax Authorities. Tax Bracket. Tax Category. Tax Exemption. Tax Rate. Tax Reduction. Tax Refund. Tax Registration Certificate.Taxable income, taxpayer, threshold, turnover tax, verification. 3. Listening practice. 1. Listen to a passage about the history of reforms in China's taxation system and complete the chart below. Before reforms and opening,China exercised only a single taxation system. Because taxation had no connection with the economic activities of enterprises, this system lacked vitality. In 1981, the Chinese government began to collect income tax from Sino-foreign joint ventures and solely foreign-funded enterprises, taking the first step in taxation system reform.From 1983 to 1984, the reform consisting of the replacement of profits by taxes was carried out in domestic enterprises, and a foreign-related taxation system was set up. As a result, instead of a single tax category, a compound taxation system in which turnover and income taxes were the mainstay and other tax categories were in coordination with it,was initially in place and promoted the control of finances and the economy. In 1994, the reform of the taxation system was deepened, and a complete structural adjustment of the taxation system was made by taking the market economy as the norm. In 1996, China lowered the rate of customs duties and export drawback and exercised import supervision.2. Listen to a report about the changes that may take place in China's taxation system after its accession to the WTO. Decide whether the following statements are true or false. Li Wanpu, Vice Chief of the Policy Regulations Section of State Bureau of Taxation, indicated a few days ago that China would take the initiative to revise and delete some tax system rules which are not in line with the WTO. The taxation system would give full play to the role of regulation of tax revenue, protect the development of domestic industry, promote the structural readjustment of the economy, and create conditions for the fair competition of enterprises. Li pointed out that the value-added tax imposed on existing production would be spread into areas of consumption, as some products are related to national security, hygiene, environmental protection, etc., they can enjoy different import tax policy and a zero tax rate. Favorable tax policies are applied to replace the present general tax upon foreign enterprises. We must take precautions against any negative impact after the WTO entry. The said revision was jointly drawn up by the Ministry of Finance, State Bureau of Taxation, and State Economic Restructuring Office, including the following points. First, in order to protect immature industries, the value-added tax will be transferred from production to consumption so that we can reduce the production cost of the domestic enterprises and increase the competitiveness of the products. Secondly, for those products related to national security, hygiene, and environmental protection, we implement different import tax in terms of the technical standard to hinder some unqualified foreign products from entering the customs. This is an international practice commonly used by Japan, Korea, and other developed countries. Thirdly, for those products which have comparative international advantages, such as textiles, electrical household appliances, mineral products, and building materials products, we implement a preferential tax policy to promote their further development. Fourthly, implement a zero tax rate on export products. For products entering the export processing zone, we implement a tax refund, strengthening their price competitiveness. After entering the WTO, we will implement a thorough zero tax rate. Measures against negative impact of WTO entry are: first, unify the tax policies for insurance enterprises, both home and abroad, as soon as possible. Guarantee that the domestic financial and telecommunications enterprises stand firmly after WTO entry and actively participate in international competition. For the current benefit of financial and insurance companies, we still implement a relatively strict policy, but we must unlock the policy progressively after WTO entry. Currently, taxes for internal and external banks and insurance enterprises differ. The 15% income tax for foreign companies is lower than the rate for domestic invested enterprises. Afterwards, the rate will be uniform. Secondly, we should implement a high tax rate for some consumption products, such as large power automobiles, parts fittings, certain cigarettes, etc., in order to protect the domestic market. Thirdly, the preferential policy enjoyed by foreign enterprises will be abolished progressively. We will make tax rates for domestic and foreign enterprises uniform. 3. Listen to the passage again and complete the notes.
4. Sample dialogues. Dialogue 1.
Mr. David Shaw, an American investor in Guangzhou, is consulting Ms. Zhang about the tax registration procedures for foreign invested enterprises in Guangzhou.
Good morning, sir. May I help you?
Good morning. I would like to consult you about the tax registration procedures for foreign-funded enterprises in Guangzhou. Could you please explain them to me?
Sure. First, foreign-funded enterprises must file a written application for tax registration with the relevant tax authorities within the stipulated time limit and shall accurately complete a tax registration form in triplicate, stamp them with the enterprise seal, get them signed by the person in charge, and then present them to tax authorities with relevant documents.
Excuse me. You said within the stipulated time limit. How long is that period?
Oh, as a rule, foreign invested enterprises should apply for tax registration to the tax authorities within 30 days after approval by the Industrial and Commercial Administration.
What documents shall I provide when I present the tax authorities with the tax registration form?
First of all, you need to provide photocopies of certificates of approval.
Shall I provide a photocopy of the business license?
Yes, you need to provide a photocopy and show the original as well.
What else shall I provide?
You must provide photocopies of relevant contracts, articles of association, and letters of agreement.
I've heard that an identity card, passport, or other legal certificate of the legal representative should be presented in both original and photocopies. Is that right?
That's right. What's more, you have to present bank account number documentation.
But I haven't received it yet.
In that case, you need to present it to tax authorities within 1 week after receipt.
Is there anything else I need to present?
Well, a photocopy of credentials for the legal person's code needs to be presented. If you haven't received it yet, you have to present it to tax authorities for filing within 1 week after receipt.
How long shall I wait before I can get the tax registration certificate?
Usually, the tax authorities shall complete its examination and verification of the tax registration form submitted by the taxpayer and any other documents provided within 30 days after their receipt. Once the application has been approved, the tax authorities will issue a tax registration certificate to the foreign invested enterprise and return the originals of the business license, the identity card, etc., to the taxpayer. If the application is unsatisfactory, the tax authorities will explain the reasons in detail and advise the taxpayer to supply sufficient data or to apply again.
What shall I do after I receive the tax registration certificate?
You need to place it in a prominent place at the production or business site.
I see. Thanks for your explanation.
My pleasure. Don't hesitate to ask me if you have any other queries.
I will. Bye for now.
See you.
Dialogue 2.
Hello, sir. Can I help you?
Yes, I need some information about tax on foreign-funded enterprises.
All right. Please take a seat.
Thank you. First of all, what is the rate of enterprise income tax for foreign-funded enterprises?
For foreign-funded enterprises engaged in production and business operations in China, the rate of enterprise income tax is 30%, and the rate of local income tax is 3%.
That makes a total rate of 33%, right?
That's right.
How is the taxable income determined?
The taxable income is calculated by deducting the cost, expenditures, and losses from the total income in a tax year.
Could you tell me what kind of preferential tax treatments we can enjoy in Guangzhou?
There are a lot of preferential regulations on the reduction and exemption of enterprise income tax. For example, foreign invested manufacturing enterprises are levied at the enterprise income tax rate of 24%.
What about the rate for foreign invested enterprises in the fields of energy and transportation?
Since these investment items are encouraged by the state, the enterprise income tax is levied at the rate of 15%.
I've heard that China has a preferential tax policy of 2 free and 3 less. What does that mean?
It applies to foreign invested manufacturing enterprises with operation term of 10 years or above. According to this policy, these enterprises are exempted from enterprise income tax in the first and second years after they begin to make profits, and pay half of the enterprise income tax from the third to the fifth year.
What are the preferential regulations on export-oriented or high-tech foreign invested enterprises?
They may apply for reduction and exemption of taxation to the tax authorities. After the term of reduction and exemption on enterprise income tax expires, the export-oriented enterprises can receive a 50% discount in enterprise income tax if the value of export reaches or surpasses 70% of their total output value in the year. For high-tech enterprises, if they still remain high-tech enterprises after the preferential term expires, they may pay half of the enterprise income tax for 3 more years.
What preferential regulations do you have on the treatment of losses incurred by the foreign invested enterprises?
If annual losses occur in a foreign invested enterprises, the income from the next tax year may be used to make up for the losses. If the income in the next year is still not enough to make up for the losses, it may be extended to the year after the next, but with a maximum limit of 5 years.
What is the policy on the profits reinvested by foreign investors?
If foreign investors reinvest their share of profits for a period of not less than 5 years, they may receive a reimbursement of 40% of the enterprise income tax paid on the reinvested amount. If they reinvest the money in establishing or expanding export-oriented or high-tech enterprises, they may receive a full refund of the enterprise income tax paid on the part of profits reinvested.
You've mentioned a lot about the preferential regulations on enterprise income tax. Do you also offer preferential policy on local income tax?
Yes. According to the tax laws, export-oriented or high-tech foreign invested enterprises are exempted from local income tax.
What about foreign invested manufacturing enterprises?
They are exempted from the local income tax during the period of reduction and exemption of income tax.
Now I have a better understanding of the preferential tax policies for foreign invested enterprises. Thanks for your information.
You're welcome.
6. Follow-up practice. 1. Listen to a passage about China's fiscal system and answer the following questions. The fiscal system in China is characterized by the sharing of tax revenues between the central and local government. Under the system, the scope of government expenditure at different levels is determined by their respective responsibilities. The central government is responsible mainly for expenditures on national defense, foreign affairs, and the operation of central government agencies, as well as expenditures for economic restructuring, development coordination among regions, and macroeconomic adjustment. The local government is mainly responsible for expenses on the operation of government agencies under their respective jurisdictions, as well as expenditures on economic and social development in their regions. In accordance with the principle of matching responsibilities with revenues, taxes are divided into central government taxes, local government taxes, and taxes shared between the central and local governments. Central taxes are those needed for protecting national interests and undertaking macroeconomic regulation. Shared taxes are those directly related to economic development. Local taxes are those that are suitable for collection by local governments. State tax agencies and local tax agencies have been established separately. State taxes and shared taxes are collected by state tax agencies, while local taxes are collected by local tax agencies. The central government returns part of its tax revenue to the local governments based on the growth in local government value-added taxes and consumption tax. The central government provides assistance in the form of fiscal transfers to the least developed regions and regions inhabited by ethnic minorities. Budgets are managed separately by governments at different levels. From the central level downwards, there are 5 levels of budget management. The national budget is composed of the central government budget and local government budgets. The budget year corresponds with the calendar year, starting on January 1st and ending on December 31st. As stipulated by the budget law of the People's Republic of China, the budget draft and budget implementation and adjustment of the central and local governments must be reviewed and approved by the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress and local congresses, respectively. The central and local budget adjustment plans and final accounts must also be reviewed and approved by the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress and local congresses. The Ministry of Finance and local government finance bureaus prepare central budgets and local budgets as well as final accounts. They are also responsible for the implementation and preparation of budget adjustment plans. The double-entry format is used in the preparation of central and local budgets.